KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
NAWEG.
KF8BQD, good morning.
Can't deal with it. That's somebody close.
9S units to me.
Yeah, they're hitting me pretty hard too.
That's okay, we don't have to listen through, we can move. This is quieter anyway.
Yeah, I'm not going to accuse anybody, but I got ideas.
Something with quite a bit of power, though. I mean, cause like you said, they were giving me 9S units here. And you said they were coming in pretty loud to you, too.
At least I got to hear how good my radio sounds, you know? See how on frequency it was and see how, you know, it was sounding good.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think that's the first time I heard my radio.
I did that one time. There was a guy in North Carolina, he was running a video gate deal on YouTube, and I went on there, and I'm going to see if I can hear myself, and I did. I'm like, ooh, I'm way off frequency, so I started talking and turning the dial so I was on frequency. Yeah, I don't know what that was. I believe it was somebody close, but it might not have been.
Yeah, it might not have been. I don't know, but they weren't phased at all. They was gave me 9S units and was staying right there. Don't mean anything. It still could have been, you know, somebody out of skip somewhere.
I don't know, it was a pretty loud signal. I think it was local.
Yeah, I think so too. It was too strong.
Of course, that frequency attracts a lot of idiots. And I'd already heard them out there this morning with their whistling and bleeding over stuff.
Oh, is there? Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Like I said, I just got in there a few minutes ago, or just when I first came in.
How does that time of year for fishing to be over?
Oh yeah, he hasn't ever given me a signal that strong though.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Well, maybe with his recorder he got some different equipment.
Oh, it's a possibility. Because even when he said he bought that 7300, I don't know if he did or not, but... He still wasn't giving me 9S units.
The 7300 have a recorder in it?
I don't that quick. Not that quick of a recorder, that's for sure. Anyway, you can play it back that quick.
Well, I don't think any of them are like that. So that's something different. That's a different kind of recorder that he's using.
Yeah, an external one, I think.
Well, whoever it was doesn't have 2 meter, or we'd be echoing out here too.
Especially if it's an external one, yep.
I just feel like it's me, Jim. I attract all them people out there, I feel. Because everywhere I go, I get them people.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one. That's okay. We got ways of getting rid of them. As you can see, I can't hear them.
I know one thing I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to get that mobile set up on 10 meter.
Which one's that?
In my Tahoe, I'm going to grab that 10 meter stinger and give me a 10 meter antenna on there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. I cut that striker one down for 10 meter. I had to cut like an inch and a half off it, or an inch, something like that. I don't remember now.
I know I got one here. I gotta find it. I got so many antennas buried in the back of my garage that I just gotta get the right one. N8WEG for ID.
KF8BQD. I think I could sit here in my chair and go to sleep.
I was until I started talking to myself. Once I was talking into my radio, hearing my voice come back to me, that kind of woke me up for a minute.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that was pretty strange, that's for sure.
I don't think any of the regulars hit you at 9S units, do they?
No. Nope. Not even Jim.
I know it sounded louder than anybody I talked to on that frequency, so it wasn't none of the regulars.
No, I don't think so. It was too, it was too strong a signal, or it was too clear, I guess you'd say. It was like it was just down the road a little bit.
Oh, well, I think that's about the most excitement I'm going to have here today.
Yep, me too. Sounds that way. Was who we think it was. They're sitting there burning up their dial trying to find us.
He's the only one that gives me that kind of signal. But like you said, he don't give you that kind of signal, so I don't know if it was or not. I'm not going to accuse him.
No, me neither. But if it is, like I say, right now, he's burning the VFO off his radio trying to find us.
I bet whoever it is, though, they're kind of bummed we ruined their fun by running away.
Yeah, Big Darn Sure was just looking for an argument. For somebody to harass, that's all they were doing. I still got the... I'm still on 305, and I don't hear nobody over there.
No, there hasn't been anybody on there since we left. I wasn't going to argue about it. It's not the first time I've been recorded.
No, but I don't care, so that's all they got to do. I guess that's up to them. Darn sure wasn't going to let it bother me. As you noticed, I just kept talking like they weren't even there.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
I liked ruining their day by leaving, and they don't have nobody to irritate.
Yeah, that's more fun than arguing with them, that's for sure. Let's just sit here. Oh, there's Russell.
Okay, he's got no noise. We can go back there and try it again if you want.
Okay, I'm gone. KFA BQD.
Alright, NAWEG.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9S, XH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good afternoon, Rick. How was your day going? Mine went a whole lot better than yesterday.
Well, that is good. That is good. I did not get as much accomplished today as I wanted to. I did get some caulking done and stuff like that around here, which is good. I noticed I needed some caulking on the west side of the house once I put the air conditioner cover on. I noticed some things that needed attention, so I took care of that today, and got that done. But in the meantime, I went back and walked back there and looked around the patio door, and I got to cut a filler strip and put in alongside that door. They never did it right, and so I bought a piece of PVC trim. I'm going to have to cut it down to a half an inch.
Sounds like you had a busy day. I've got so many things on my to-do list for this weekend, and I'm only going to basically have three quarters of a day to do it. We've got a dinner with friends up in out in Sanford. We got to be up there at 4:30, so that's going to really cut into my time tomorrow. And Sunday now, it's 90% chance of rain. And I've got so many outside things to do yet. One good thing, I looked up when the last of the waste pickup is, not till December 6th. So lawn pickup goes till December 6th this year. So that gives me a few more weeks for the leaves. Hopefully my neighbor's tree will be all down by then. And I'll be able to get them picked up and get them out of the yard. So I'm going to be up early tomorrow trying to get stuff done. I got a bunch of little things to do. I got one more paver block to put down in the driveway, so that's a little half-hour project. I got to put a new door sweep on the front door. The rubber on that one got tore off, so it's sitting there ready to go on. It's just spending, 15 minutes to get the old one off and the new one on. I've got all the bushes to trim and the hostas to trim up, but that could wait for another week now since I don't got time here as for the lawn pickup. Again, leaves, all of that stuff. I got some indoor projects. I will wait until Sunday when it's raining. So, and tonight I'm going to try and get a couple of things accomplished tonight since I'm short on time tomorrow. So it's like this every week. It's a kind of a mad dash, especially coming up, with fall and colder weather coming at some point. But next week is still supposed to be in the 50s, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to attempt to put a lean-to on the shed before the snow flies. I'm tired of trying to load the riding mower inside the shed. It's got a wooden floor in it, so it's up elevated up in there. I could have built a ramp in there, but it's still awful tight and everything else, so I'm thinking about putting the lean-to on it and just it give me a little more space to store some things.
Yeah, that would be good.
know, I put a little one on the back of my shed because my, you know, we've got wheelbarrow. I got a, you know, a couple of wheelbarrows. I've got, my wife's got a bunch of pottery stuff. I got some wood storage. I just can't fit in the shed. So I put one on when I built the shed the following year. I put it on, and that's where I have, a, you know, things like that. I got the lawn equipment, like the thatcher for the lawnmower, and I got a roller back there, and then I've got one of the things that, which I don't have to do this year. Usually I hook it onto the lawnmower, I mulch, and then the, a lawn sweeper basically to go behind the lawnmower, so that sits back there. It's kind of out in the weather, but some of the stuff would do that. Still thought about putting a kind of a roof over the side. I have my utility trailer sitting between the fence, neighbor's fence, and my shed. And every year that it just fills up with leaves off their tree is right there. So I thought about putting up a couple of 4x4s and attaching it into the side of the shed and getting some of those corrugated panels. So I don't want roof or anything, something like some of these corrugated panels to make a roof over it to try and protect and keep some of that stuff off of it. So been in my mind, never went that far.
Yes, I hear you there. I hear you there. Been in my mind for some time and just finding time to do it and everything else and making it happen. And so I did order online. It'll be at Home Depot probably Wednesday. A couple of them Pilex. They're screw-in piles that you attach your 4x4 to and use that for the base.
All right, yeah, that's what I would have to do here, some sort of footing or something. But the only problem is there is just enough room to get my trailer back there. So a 4x4 wouldn't even fit up against their fence. I'd actually have to attach it to their fence where their 4x4s are, and that ain't going to happen. So, yeah, I thought about that, but it's just so tight that I have 3 inches up from between the fender to the neighbor's fence. On the other side, I have just enough. I have about 6 inches, so if I have to get behind the shed, I can squeeze my legs between the fender and the shed itself to get behind there. So that's all the room I have, not a lot. I see the whole front of the VA is all flagpoles for Veterans Day coming up on Monday. They probably got 30 flagpoles and flags all across the front of the VA hospital here. So looks pretty cool. But yeah, like I said, I'll try and get some more couple things done tonight if possible. Do my run into the store. I got to go get a tarp yet at Harbor Freight. My tarp that I normally use for my camper is in use for another purpose, and I don't foresee that moving for a while, so I have to get a new tarp, and that's another thing. To get the camper, we got it squared away and got our space out there on Lawndale, but I got to get it washed and then get it out there, get the tarp on it. I don't want to put the tarp on with a wet, so it's got to be dry. So again, that's probably going to wait for another week, too, before we can get it out there.
Well, put your scuba suit on and do it Sunday.
That's about it. That's about it. I gotta, like I said, I try and make as much time. There's been times I've gone out and, I mean, worked all weekend in the rain just because with me still working 45 hours a week, there's only the weekend to do it. And whether it's sunny, dry, cold, or whatever, it's got to be done because Monday rolls around again and I'm back to work. So, a couple of years, every morning I get up, I'm thinking, boy, I wish I had was home. So I could get some of these things done and not be in a constant rush all of the time.
Yep, I hear you there. But you'll find out there's other things to take your time up. It seems like it never's failed. It's always something. I've been, I didn't get out in the garage, just started organizing things a little bit there, trying to get some room. I've got to get my job site table saw out where I can cut that piece of trim down to get a piece to fit in there. So I wish I'd got two table saws, and neither one of them I can get to. I got a radio arm saw, I can't get to that one either, so gotta get the garage emptied out. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, like I said, with me only a single car garage, I've got both motorcycles in there, and then there's not much room for anything else. Luckily, all my tools, my table saw and all that's in the basement in the shop. I've got a 12 by 16 room in the basement that I built and got it in there. Didn't plan that real well afterwards. I happened to think about, you know, after I got this all built, I'm thinking, well, that's big enough. It's half the house is 12 wide, the house is 24 wide. So right where the center beam is, that's where the wall is, runs right down the center of the house. And I, you know, 16 feet long, that's a good size, and put in another storage room next to that, and then the utility room next to that. Well, what's 16 feet? What do you want to do when you want to cut an 8-foot piece of plywood? It's up against the wall at one end through the table saw and hits the wall at the other end. So I could have made it about 2 feet longer. I should have and didn't.
Yeah, it should have been at least 20 foot. That would have been nice. So do you have any abilities of adding on to your garage?
We thought about that. Structural-wise, again, with a single car, I could add on to the back. We really thought about that. We also thought about, at some point, if we did that, how could we possibly put a second bathroom? We only have one bathroom in the house, to put a spare bathroom off kind of the back of the house, extend out the kitchen, all of that. But there's a major renovation, which is not in the budget, that's for sure. But we've thought about that several times. How can I structurally, with the roof line in that, to be able to add on to the back of that garage? And really tough, structurally wise and roof line wise, to try and fit something in there would be a challenge, that's for sure.
Yep, I hear you there. Well, that's when you have to kind of save your shekels up and get a hanger.
Yeah, Dave's got it easy out there. He's got his hanger out there to store stuff, not only his plane, but that. So I can imagine the cost that he has on that, too, especially what he's got. He's got it all heated and everything else. So good point and bad point, I guess, but... Yeah, that's the other thing. I have to get the oil changed on the red bike, and then I've got to wash. So Sunday is going to be washing getting the bike separated enough that I can wash the old one, get that all cleaned up, and then I will get it tucked back in its corner and the tender on it and the cover on it and all that and get it put away for the winter. And then next week then, yeah, I've got to, like I said, get the oil changed in it, but then I got to get, once the weather breaks, I've got to get it tucked back in its corner, and then I'll have more room in it in there. I can get the bikes to take up. The red one's about 9 feet long, so about 9 by 5 feet, 6 feet wide to store both bikes. But right now, in order to be able to get either one of them out of the garage to ride, takes up a lot more room. It's a hardly walk through there sometimes. So, and with the weather, I was going to ride yesterday and today because the weather is at least fine for me. But we've got Mama Kitty in that in the garage we're trying to capture. And the neighbor took the three kittens, so we were able to capture both of those, put them in a kennel, and the neighbors come picked up the three kittens they have next door now. So we're in the process. My wife is trying to trap her today and get her in the kennel so we can get her fixed. We don't want to put her out this fall with Dad still around and have her end up with another litter and we're going through this again. So we've got her in the garage, and right now that's the problem. I can't get anything out of the garage, the motorcycles or the, some of the other lawn equipment and that. To open the garage door, she's gone. So hopefully we can get her trapped. My wife was trying to work on that today.
Yep, yep. How about your covered trailers? Is, you get your bikes parked in that at all for the winter or not?
Oh, no. That's full of other things. That's the storage trailer. I got to get that cleaned out yet, too, kind of before winter. I have a sewing machine that was my son-in-law's mother's. That's supposed to go to their house. That's sitting in there, so that's got to come out. I have an Amiga that's in there that they gave to us, so if my wife and I, so that's in there I got to get out. That's got to have a new battery and switch on it, an ignition switch. I have a whole bunch of oak lumber that was at my father-in-law's house, so once my mother-in-law passed away and we went through the house, I got all the oak. I put up brackets in the garage to put it in there, but I have to get it out of the trailer and into on the shelves in the garage. There's an old chair in there, so there's no room in there. There's so much other crap in there, and I got stuff for the county trailer. I got insulation that's got to go in the roof of the trailer, and I'm about to take the bags out, and I think I'm going to go store them in the county trailer this winter. So they're at least out of my trailer there. But I could get one bike in there, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing about the same thing. If I had a covered trailer, everything would be in it except for what I intended it for.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was empty. Like I said, it would be a lot easier. But, yeah, it's become a storage trailer at this point. Just what do I do with some of this, I got all this lumber that's 12 feet long, or 10 feet long. It just fits in the trailer. So that's about it. All right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go grab some dinner, and then I'm going to go try and put a floodlight up tonight. So I have to have a floodlight to light the backyard to put the new floodlight up. So try and at least get that done tonight and off my list. I'm back over to you, Casey, at YVF.
Okay, we'll be safe. Play it safe. Don't do what I did the other day. One leg on one side of the ladder rung, and one leg on the other side of the ladder rung. One was on the inside, one was on the outside. Not good.
Oh, yeah. All right. Talk to you later, KC. Why are you up, Claire?
KC, be away.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.